Oh, a huge apology. I apologize. I totally screwed up. But I am here and present now. We got a new puppy, and the dog trainer was here. So that is like the lamest excuse ever. But it's at least it's honest. So I was getting a report because today was the first day of puppy school. Mm-hmm. So I totally lost track of time, and most of you can understand how that happens. And then some of you are frustrated with your kids doing it, so you're probably really annoyed that I did it too.
Well, you got to take care of your kids.
All of them, and I now have a new one. So totally my screw up, and I own it, and I apologize. And Cheryl can tell you it's never happened before, so I assure you it won't happen again. This is just a new time for me. So catch me up. Tell me who's on the phone. I hear an 859 area code. Who's from there?
That's Julia Burnett.
Hello, Julia. How are you?
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, who's from 773?
That's Tamar from Chicago.
Hello, Tamar.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for joining.
Okay, 262 area code. Who's that?
That's Megan from Milwaukee.
Megan, welcome. And 203, who's from Connecticut?
Hi, this is Kathy Tisonis. I actually live in Georgia now, but I still have my old cell phone number.
Got it. Yeah, but you know, you can't trust cell phone numbers anymore for finding out where people are.
That's right.
I used to be able to know if I was calling to the West Coast, but now it doesn't work anymore. Okay, and I suspect we lost some people, and that's totally my mistake, and my apologies again to everybody. And I will make it up to everybody, I promise. Not sure how, but I'll figure it out. Who else just joined us? Somebody at 812 area code. Who's here from the 812 area code? Okay. So this is Elaine Taylor-Klaus with Impact ADHD, and I'm not usually quite this scattered. And Cheryl, you're here too, right? Cheryl Adams?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
703 area code.
Yep. You, I got. Your name's already in here. Cheryl is a returning parent success member. So, and she's so successful, she's here again, right? So let me tell you a bit about how we're going to run this call generally, and then specifically how we're going to run the call today. Generally speaking, I'm going to give you an overview of the calls, and then today we're going to do sort of an exception because it's sort of a first call, it's an intro call, and I just want to deal with some administrivia and those kinds of things. And then starting next week, we'll get into more specific content. We will be covering some content today, and I will be teaching on content in every class, Diane or I, whichever call you're on. So I guess before we start, I want to just see if there are any questions that you have so I make sure I'm hitting them while I'm sort of giving an overview. Anything specifically that you know you're already concerned or confused about? Okay. And I want to point out what you just noticed is that there was a silence on the line. And that's okay. We're going to have silences because sometimes I'm going to ask a question and it may be that it takes people time to process the information and figure out how you want to respond. And so sometimes there'll be silence and there'll be no response and we'll give it a minute and then we'll continue conversation. And sometimes it's really giving somebody the space and the chance to think through a response or an answer. So I don't like to rush people. We see this with our kids a lot. And I know that I'm a slow verbal processor, so sometimes I just need to think it out before I can start talking. So try to be comfortable, learn to be comfortable with the silences. It's a great thing to learn for working with your kids as well. Okay, a few details. First question I want to ask is, has everybody gotten connected to or figured out what it's going to take for you to get in the private Facebook group?
Yes. I have not. This is Julia, but I can.
Okay. Do you know that you've received an invite or an email, or have you seen the something that's come in?
Yeah, I'm not really. I mean, I'm on Facebook, but I'm not really. I try to avoid it. So, but I can figure it out. I'll figure it out.
Okay. If you have questions, let Diane know. If you can't, she cannot reissue an invitation when she sent it, but she can, if you friend her on Facebook, she can get you that way. You do not have to be an active Facebook user to use the group, because it's a private group, and you can do your settings so that you get direct messages every time somebody posts in the group.
Okay.
But I do encourage everybody to use it, because as Cheryl will attest, it's a really lovely community of people, and it's a great place to share the good stuff, the challenges, ask questions, get resources. And there'll be times where we're talking, where something will come up, where I'll actually say, why don't you post that on the forum? Let's talk about it there. So it's a wonderful sort of value-added resource, I think, and a great community. I know there are times where I go there because I've had a bad day or because I have to celebrate something, and there's nobody I really want to celebrate it with more than people who understand.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else having any struggle with it or not sure about it? Or okay. So, again, Diane@ImpactADHD.com. If you have any problems with it, email Diane, and she'll help you figure out how to make it work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All of you know that the calls – hi, who's just joined us?
This is Denise.
Hello, Denise. This is Elaine. And if you tried to call in earlier, I was late, and I apologize. So it was totally my stupid mistake. So thanks for coming back.
Sure.
So I want to talk about, and right now we're just doing sort of administrative overview kinds of things, and we'll get into some content in a couple of minutes. Call swapping. All of you are placed in a group based roughly on your availability as well as on the age of your child. And welcome, Rebecca. Sorry for my mess up. Glad you're here.
That's okay. I have to go somewhere, so I was trying to figure out what I should do.
Yeah, no, thank you. It was totally my script. Okay, so what I want you all to know about the group is that if you can make your group, that's ideal. If there's a week you know you can't make your group, join another group. It's always nice if you can make it live. And if that doesn't work, then make sure when you miss a call or you think you're going to miss a call that you schedule some time on your calendar to go back and listen to one of the calls so that you're really still getting that input. You got a two-week period to listen to every call. Make sure that if you're not attending live, make the commitment to yourself to make sure that you listen to as many of the calls as possible. It'll keep you current. It's not the curriculum does build on itself some, but it also you can come in and out as you need, but the more constant you are, the more you keep that regular routine for yourself, the more it'll keep you moving forward at home. So just want to remind you, you can pull from other groups. You can and let us know if the time of this call isn't working for you. And if you decide you end up shifting to another group, just let us know. It just helps us to keep a monitor of it. And I just want to say one more thing about the ages. We roughly place people based on the age of your kids. But the truth is that we do that because a lot of parents feel like that would be helpful. It's our belief, honestly, that it really doesn't matter that much. That what's more important is what you're bringing to the call, and that you'll get as much from the call whether the other kids on the parents of the other kids on the call are the same age or different ages. The forum is a place where you'll find other people with same age kids as you raise issues, and in these calls you'll find that the issues are pretty similar regardless of the age of the kids. And we'll get into that in a minute as we do some taking aim. Just a quick reminder, has everybody been or seen or checked out the members section of the website?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Has anybody, does anybody have any questions about that one yet? Okay.
No.
Let me know if they come up. Just a reminder, top right corner of the website, you see members login. So click on there. The password for Parent Success System is success2014. It's uppercase S, lowercase, the rest of the word, 2014. and that will get you into all of the recordings, all of the webinars we've ever done, all the information you need. The workbook, everything that goes with the course is in that portal. So members login, Success 2014. It's been on your emails. You'll probably get it again. We'll send it to you occasionally. Use that. So any other sort of administrative questions before I talk about the structure of the calls?
Elaine, quick question. As far as the Facebook group, I happened to be browsing that area yesterday, and I noticed that people were kind of introducing themselves. Is that something that you'd like us to do, go and kind of say, this is who I am, and this is a little bit about my child, and that sort of thing? Just sort of
would love
get to know.
To do that.
Okay.
Would absolutely love that. Definitely go in, introduce yourself, say hello. One of the things I was talking to somebody yesterday that I like about the forum, Diane and I are in conversation about how to keep these calls interactive so you can see who you're playing with here. What I like to do is actually pull up the Facebook forum and go into the members section there so I can see who's on the call and I can see the faces of who I'm talking with. So if you're visual and you like that reinforcement, you can actually pull up the Facebook page while we're on this call, and that can help give you some accountability. Or not accountability, some additional connection. But yes, Julia, please introduce yourselves and begin to sort of get to know each other, and you'll begin to identify who has other kids roughly the same age as yours, that kind of thing. There was one other question. Somebody else was trying to say something. Any other questions? Okay, so let's talk about the structure of the call. And there are a couple of people on the call today who were in the group last year, so I may, Rebecca and Cheryl, I may call upon you to sort of help reinforce or explain a concept. But let me just start with it, and we'll see where it goes, okay?
And I'm going to apologize in advance for leaving in about 10 minutes.
That's okay. We won't hold you hold it against you personally, I promise.
Thank you.
So today what we're going to talk about is, just so you know, because it's something you're familiar with anyway, Rebecca, is the model, and that's the content for today. In every call we have, we're going to start with a check-in. So at the beginning, we'll have a few minutes where people can sort of say, how's it going? What's been going on this week? Maybe it'll be, this is what I was working on from a couple of weeks ago, and it's working, or I'm having struggle with it, or maybe it'll be, I forgot what I was working on for the last couple of weeks, but this is what's going on now. But so we'll do a little time to check in and give everybody a chance to connect and share while everybody's coming on the call. And then the first thing we do, and it's the first step of our action model, is what we call taking aim. And this is probably, I think, one of the single most important things that we encourage parents to do on a regular basis. And that's to get very specific about what's the challenge or the change you're trying to achieve. And we tend to look at our lives and the chaos of our lives and say, oh, it's too much. I got to change mornings. I got to change afternoons. I got to deal with bedtime. And that's actually pretty vague. So when we ask you to take aim, at each call, we're going to ask you to come to a call with a topic that you want to work on that week. And it's okay if you don't have one, because if you don't have one, one of your peers will have one and that will relate to you. Right? Because inevitably what happens is one person will say, well, I want to work on getting started with homework, and someone else will say, well, I was going to work on mornings, but homework sounds good. And so, you know, not everybody is working on the same topic, but I think what you'll find is that there'll be many topics on the call that will resonate with you. So you can come prepared to choose a topic, or you can sort of decide while you're on the call which topic you want to address. But we want to really make sure that for every call you start with a specific topic in mind. You start by taking aim. And even when you're listening to the calls, if you miss a call and you have to call in later, it's really critical in those when you're listening that you take the time for yourself, pause the tape, and take aim so that you really are clear what you're trying to achieve. And then we'll work with you and we'll coach you a little around getting that topic very specific. So if somebody comes, give me a topic, anybody throw out a topic that you might want to work on.
Morning routine.
Okay, morning routine. So morning routine is a pretty general topic and sort of hard to get pinpointed. So, Rebecca, more specifically, what part of the morning is causing the most challenge?
Being in the car at the right time.
So it's getting out the door in the car at the right time.
Right.
Right. So if you look at the whole routine leading up to that, is there one time that tends to cause you to run late most often? Getting up, getting teeth brushed, eating, getting dressed, any of those a particular challenge?
I know how long it would take for him to get done from start to finish, and it's not very long, but he's not mature enough at this point to understand, like, I think if he knew what time it was while he was going, if he was wearing a watch, you know, and I could get him to look at the watch, maybe we could get the sense of urgency going.
So really what you're saying
or
is that
taking away the sense of urgency.
All right, so what I'm hearing is it sounds like it's not the routine, it's getting him bought into the need to keep moving.
Yes.
Okay, so really we shifted here, and I want to sort of use it as a teaching point, is from morning routine to really the issue is activating your kid.
Yes.
It's getting him moving.
That is it.
Right, it's activation. And so that's an example of how we would take a topic, and so that now if we were doing a full coaching call today, Rebecca would be working on activation, getting him engaged in the process of moving towards. And so there are a lot of things, that, you know, as we get into the topic that may come up that may be strategies or approaches or ways to help him do that, but the place to take aim is not actually mornings or morning routine. The place to take aim is engaging her son. Does that distinction make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Any questions or? And so, Rebecca, to you, does that feel more workable, more manageable?
Totally. And it really identifies. I kind of did that on a whim. I mean, it is actually an issue for us, but I picked something broad on purpose so that you would, you know, fix it. but that is activation is actually the perfect word for it. So
great.
That definitely helps.
So look at that. So even when you were throwing me a bone, look at what it got you. So taking aim is really, really critical.
Wait, what did you say?
I said even when you were throwing me a bone. So,
exactly.
So
you're a magician. That's what you are.
My friend, thank you. It's really just the structure, and that's what we're gonna use. It's really an amazing structure. So every call you'll start by taking aim. And then we're gonna do a little teaching on a topic. So what I think I wanna do, because we're short on time, and we'll go until we're done, and if anybody has to leave, I totally understand because I started us late. But I do want to give everybody a chance to just go around. And so instead of taking aim today, I want to go around, let you introduce yourselves, tell each other how the age of your kid or kids that you're working with in this context, and just sort of the one key issue that brought you to the Coaches Club. Like, if you know you can address this one challenge over the course of this year, so here I invite you to have a broad topic and not a specific one, what brings you to the call? And so that may be meltdowns, it may be homework, it may be, you know, whatever it is. So can we start with you, Julia? I'm just going to call on people to save time, but I do want to remind you that on these calls, don't hesitate to jump in, because we don't want to spend a lot of time with everybody being polite and waiting for someone else to talk.
Sure, yeah. This is Julia, and I live in Kentucky, and I've got an 8-year-old little girl named Leah who's in third grade. And thank you, Elaine. I'm really excited about learning and all of that. And I think if I just had to very quickly pick one thing, I think it would be having her come to the realization that there's an agenda that we can't always follow her agenda. Sometimes you got to go with, this is what the family is doing. Whether it's getting, like what Rebecca was saying, getting ready and getting out by a certain time in the morning, or whether it's getting along with her brother, or whether it's control over food issues or whatever it may be, just...
Okay. So helping her see that there's a larger world around her.
Right, and that, right, like when we need to go, it's like, can you put the book down, we got to go, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, and Tamar?
Hi, sorry, I just needed to unmute there. Because I'm at work. So I have a son that is in fourth grade. He's 9 years old. He happens to be extremely tiny. He's the size of my six-year-old. I just had someone say this week, oh, who's older? I'm like, shh, don't say that. So my son has ADHD. He's got anxiety. He's got dyslexia. And I'm basically convinced that my husband and I both have undiagnosed ADD. So we're dealing with a big package here. And if I would say my biggest issue to deal with would be, I think, is mood in general. I think that my son actually pulls a lot of his mood from my mood, and my mood is not always the best regulated, and his is very often not regulated. I mean, I'm definitely working on it from my end, but his is not, and you know, he gets very agitated very quickly. And just kind of like trying to regulate that. I mean, he's on medication 4 times a day, different meds. It's
That's
intense.
A lot to manage right there.
Yeah, and especially because he's so tiny, so it's messing up his appetite. He's about 48 pounds, and he's, you know, a fourth grader. He's tiny, tiny. So there's a lot going on, and I want to just be a better parent for him and help him regulate his mood in addition to having tips to regulate myself as well. So yeah, that's basically it. We've had challenges at school, and you know, I've already threatened that we're going to pull them out if we don't have a good year. So you know, let's see how it goes.
Okay, well, let's see if we can avoid help you avoid threats and move into action that's getting the results you're looking for.
Was that Tamar who was speaking? I'm sorry,
yeah,
I didn't get the name. Okay, this is Kathy. I was just going to ask you what your son's name is.
We call him, he has a nickname, we call him Yummy.
Yes.
That's great.
I love it.
Hey.
So, Kathy, why don't you go next?
Sure. I live in Georgia, just south of Atlanta. I have twin boys. My doorbell. Take my phone. Sorry. I have twin boys. Only one of whom has ADHD. They're 9 years old, and Gregory is my complex child. And the boys are in fourth grade. And I would say that the thing that probably I have the least control over but would really like to see happen for him is to get more engaged at school. He's tending to kind of check out, where he'll just curl up on a chair and put his head down and decide not to participate at all. And I really would love to see him be much more engaged at school, because I know he's a really smart little guy. And the teachers know that too. So I wish there was a way that we could help him enjoy it and get involved and really succeed at school.
Great. Okay. Okay. So, thank you, Kathy. Megan. And I just want to remind you guys, there's a coaching skill called bottom line. So try to encapsulate what's going on for you as clearly and succinctly as you can.
Hi, I'm Megan, and my son just turned 8, and he's in second grade. And I'm normally not going to be on the call at this time, so no offense if you don't hear from me again. I'm just normally going to be at another time.
Okay.
But the main problem that we're having is the after wear off of medication. So our big problems, well, and pre-medication. So our big problems are right in the morning and from about 3:30 to 4 p.m. through the rest of the evening.
Okay.
That's obviously our home time, our family time. So we're really just having problems with how my son's behavior is affecting our family unit as a whole, affecting us each separately. He's the oldest, and sorry, I'm really emotional. He has two younger siblings, and just when I think about what they're witnessing on a daily basis, it just, it's really hard. So
yeah.
That's it in a nutshell.
Okay. So take a deep breath, and we're going to keep moving and know that you're in the right place.
Thanks.
Yep. Cheryl.
Yes.
Just introduce yourself, your beautiful daughter, and
okay.
One reason that you're back this year.
I'm Cheryl. My daughter is she's getting very close to 12. She's in sixth grade. And I'm back this year because I definitely want to stay connected with people that are dealing with ADHD kids, and I want to have some stay in the community and all. But I was just thinking that I don't have any issues right now. She's doing fantastic because she's very bought into taking her medication. And with her medication, we don't have problems with the morning routine. We don't have problems with the evening routine. And her in sixth grade, she has two teachers in every class. And she's got a case manager, and she has extra time built into her day to do homework. So she doesn't even really have homework ever.
So nobody has permission to hate Cheryl. But here's what I want to say.
I can't believe it. I mean, I was afraid to say something.
It is sort of shocking. Those of you don't know the last couple of years of Jenna's story are not quite that happy. And you're doing yourself and Jenna a disservice by just saying, well, the meds are working, so it's fantastic. Because you've done a lot of work to get to this point where because there was times when the meds were working and it still wasn't fantastic. So
true.
You've put a lot of effort and a lot of work into getting to a point where Jenna is bought into helping to manage herself. And that's really and so if you've got a year where things are growing great in the school environment, it's a super year for us to really work on really fostering and increasing more and more independence for her. So there's plenty that we'll find to work on that will be the growing stuff instead of just Band-Aids.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
So there are a couple more people. Anna, are you here?
Yes. Hi. Our struggling is about completing tasks, like homework and school time.
And tell us the age of your child and age and gender.
8 years old.
8-year-old, is a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Okay, 8-year boy. And so it's about getting tasks completed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Good. All right. Who did I miss? Rebecca?
Yeah. Way to go, Cheryl. My name is Rebecca. I have two kids. My daughter's 12, and she has autism and is nonverbal. And I'm on this call because my son is 10, and he has ADHD. And this year, I would like to work on helping him become more independent in his after-school homework.
Okay, great.
And I'm going to have to sign off. So I look forward to meeting you guys next week.
Great. Talk to you next week. Thanks for making it today.
Bye-bye.
Denise.
Bye-bye. Hi, my name's Denise. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I have an 8-year-old boy who goes to a private prep school, and I mention that because private schools don't have to accommodate you if they don't want to. So that's one of the things I'm kind of looking for support and ideas on, because he's in second grade. He's very wiggly, like lots of kids, and they don't necessarily like children to move around in school. He has not been diagnosed with anything. He has seen a child play therapist for 4 years, and he has been taking Varian every day for a year. Another thing I'm looking for support and ideas on is really my reaction to him, because I think that I cause a lot of the problems in the way that I react to him, and my level of expectation. So, which I got from you guys is like, question your level of expectation of your child. You know,
and we'll be covering that a lot. You are so in the right place.
That's why I'm here.
Great. We'll come back to it at some point, but I do want to clarify. He's been diagnosed. He has not been diagnosed with anything, but he's on a medication.
Right. Yeah, he's not been officially diagnosed with anything, just because we didn't want to do that.
He's on a medication. He has been officially diagnosed, at least by the medicating physician. He has to be.
No, because Varian is not a medication. It's a natural supplement.
It's a natural food. Okay,
prescription.
Got it.
Right, so we didn't have to have him diagnosed with anything.
So it's Thiogen? It's the B complex?
I can look up the exact spelling for you. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. It's a drug out of Europe. It's V-A-Y.
Don't worry about it now. Post it on the forum. Let us know. We're curious.
Yeah, it's V-A-Y-A-R-I-N.
Yeah, Thiogen. Okay.
Thiogen.
It's a medical food, and that will come up again, everybody. There's this whole new category of support out there called medical food.
Right.
And there's some interesting research being done on it. It's definitely a new realm. Not so new. We've been using it for 10 years, not Viren, but another one. So,
okay.
But it's,
I wanted to mention one other thing, I guess, I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was 4, and I'm 45.
Wow.
So I was probably one of the first people, and I was I've been on and off stimulant medication. I stopped taking all meds in my early 30s just because they were really affecting my heart, and I didn't know if they were actually doing anything for me. So that's my viewpoint as well, right? As somebody who struggles with these things as well, and then I have my son. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm right there with you. Okay. So thank you all for that. And generally speaking, when we go around, we'll be going around not to take aim rather than to introduce ourselves. And as Julia said, please introduce yourselves further on the forum. Use that as a place to really get to know each other better, because I will keep our calls here moving so that we can use the hour that we've got as effectively as possible. So, and so usually there's going to be more time for conversation. So as I was saying, the structure of the calls, we'll do a check-in, we'll take aim, then I'll introduce a topic of the week, and we'll talk about that topic. We teach coaching skills, and so we coach you around those coaching skills, and then we teach you how to use those coaching skills with your kids. And so today we are going to cover a topic a little bit. We're going to talk about the parenting action model, which is the framework that we use all of this in. But so after I introduce a topic, then we'll have a discussion. I want to encourage everybody to participate in the discussion, to really let the topic influence you, tell us what you think about it, how it shows up for you. I don't really want it to be just a monologue. I will teach for a few minutes, but then I'm really most interested in what everybody has to share about the topic and share with each other. I will facilitate the conversation to make sure we stay on topic. And then we'll usually end up in a laser coaching with somebody. That means we'll take whatever somebody says and I'll coach them around it a little bit. Maybe it'll be the topic for that day. Maybe it'll be how they're responding to what they're taking aim on. But I'll do a little coaching with someone to help that person get more detail on a topic. So if you know there's something you want some coaching around, don't hesitate to volunteer when I say who'd like some coaching today. Because the longer we spend waiting for everybody to politely see who else wants to get coached, the more we miss out on that opportunity. And what you'll find is that when you are being coached, you're going to get huge progress and movement on your own issue, or at least awareness or understanding. And with coaching, we have two goals. Either we want to deepen our learning or understanding or awareness of something, or we want to forward the action. We want to make some progress. So, and either of those is a useful outcome. So we'll do a little laser coaching, and you'll benefit also from listening to other people be coached. One, because it's often a topic that you can relate to. But two, because it'll bring up other things for you. And as they're being coached, you'll think of something that'll relate to something else. It'll help you move forward even if you're not the one being coached. It's really quite amazing that way. And then we've got a closing exercise that we're going to do at the end of every call. And I'm not going to do that quite yet because I want to get into our topic. But so I think we'll do it this way. I'm going to teach for a minute. We're not going to have the time to do the discussion and the laser coaching in this call. Even though I was late, that wasn't on the plan for today. And then we'll move into the closing exercise. So the topic for today, everybody got the beginning of the workbook, and we're going to send you a revised workbook by Monday for the whole year because we were reordering some things. The first topic that we want to cover is what we call the parenting action model. And it's really the foundation of all of the work that we do. As I mentioned to you earlier, everything we do starts with taking aim. First, we get clear on what's the change we want to see, what's the challenge we're addressing in the first place. And we pull from six different challenge areas. And if you look at that action model, all of us struggle with challenges with ourselves or our kids, with emotional issues, organization, the way it impacts our relationships, the logistics of morning and evening and after school, school-related issues, and then that issue of how it impacts us as a parent. And if you think about what everybody said you're here for, every one of those six areas was addressed by a number of you. And so as Diane and I created this model, we start with that because we always want to remember that this is what we're pulling from. All of the challenges that we're dealing with fall into those roughly those six categories. So each week we want to decide what's the one we want to focus on. And not just each week, with any challenge you're facing at home, you're going to, it always starts there, and then you want to take aim. And so taking aim, as we said, is getting more and more specific. So if the overarching challenge is mornings or mood issues or relationship impact, you know, these are some of the things that came up today. To make the changes there, you want to take one challenge at a time to address. So, you know, the example I'll use, earlier, somebody was saying, Megan, you were talking about the relationships in the family and how it's impacting the family as a whole is really stressful for you. And so when we talk about taking aim, I would ask you to get more and more and more specific, to choose one time when it's a problem, what one behavior that's a problem. You know, is it dinner table? Is it in the car? Is it, you know, the more specific you get and take aim, the easier it is to begin to come up with a plan. So after we take aim, the step two in the model is educate. It's about collecting information. And it's all the information we can get about what's happening in the dynamic. What is our child likely to be feeling in that experience? How is it making us feel, or the siblings, or the other members of the family, or the teacher? How is that contributing to what's going on? What do we know about what time of day it is? Are there medications on board? Are there no medications? Is your child feeling anxious? Is there stress? So we want to collect all the information we can about that challenge before we start trying to figure out how to solve it. So we really want to understand the full depth of it. So that's education, step two. Step three is what we call planning, and this is where we're going to spend probably 90% of our time in this program. The planning we break down into four critical response areas. Okay, and they are, as you see on the model, does everybody see this model, or did you look at the workbook?
Yes.
Anybody not know what I'm talking about? Okay, good. So the four critical response areas are...
I'm sorry, Elaine.
Yep.
It's Kathy. I was on mute.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
No, that's great. Thank you for saying so. So on Monday or Tuesday, we sent you guys too many emails this week, and I apologize. Next week, you'll be getting an email on Monday, and you'll get pretty much one email a week on Mondays. Monday email we want you to look at every week. Take the space to make sure that you're present to what you're doing every Monday. So there was a workbook that goes with the program that's called, you know, the ADHD Parent Manual, or I'm not even sure what it is, the Parent Success System Workbook. And it goes through each session. So there's a little introduction at the beginning, and then it goes through session one, session two, session three, right? So today is session one, and it's the parenting action model. And this is the framework for all of the work that we do. So if you haven't seen it yet, Kathy, that's okay, but I do want you to go look at it. And
where is it?
You got it in an email on Monday or maybe Tuesday.
All right, I'll look again.
I think it came on Monday. It should have been in the Monday member mailing. Somebody else just joined us. Who's here?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, you know what? I'm confused. I'm sorry. This is Stacy Modell.
Hi, Stacy. Are you calling in for the parent success system?
Yes, but I think that I might have I think there was a miscommunication.
But here's we're almost done with this call, so you want to hang here with us, and then you and I will figure it out in a few minutes. Is that okay?
Okay, no problem.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. So right now I'm talking about the parent action model, and we're step three, which is planning. And you'll get a chance to look at this. If y'all haven't seen the workbook, you'll see it in the workbook. But I want to frame it. You're going to hear this many times, so don't feel like you have to catch it all now. Every challenge we face with our kids, but what we're realizing now is with almost anything we address in our life, lends itself to these four categories for management. The four categories are activate the brain, parenting positively, shifting expectations, and using systems and structures. And with almost every challenge we have, we can begin to address it by looking at the challenge and understanding which of those areas we want to start with. And usually it's a combination of many of them. I think oftentimes what happens to people with kids with ADHD is we tend to jump to systems and structures, right? Everybody says we need to give our kids structure. Hi, who's just joined us? Okay, I'm going to come back to that. So we often say we need to give our kids structure. But what happens is if we put structures in place without doing it in the context of setting reasonable expectations and positivity and understanding what's going on in the brain, then we're actually not setting them up or ourselves up for success. And so often what I see is parents who come and say, well, I did that reward system, or I did this, or I tried that, or I gave him a planner and it doesn't work, or he won't use it. Right? Does this sound familiar?
Yeah.
So the problem is that if we put the structure ahead of these other issues, we tend to be, it's like cart before the horse. And so we want to make sure we're looking at, is there a brain issue here that we need to address? Is the child tired? Does the child not have medication? Or is there hunger? Is there sleep deprivation? Like, what's going on? Like we were talking about with Rebecca earlier, is this about activation? Is this about engaging way, right? So we want to look at what's happening in the brain, and then we want to make sure we're doing it in an environment that's positive and that's setting reasonable expectations. And then we can begin to use structures that engages our kid in the process and does it in a way that's productive and has lasting effect. When we use systems and structures without this larger context, they just don't tend to be as effective long term. So those are what we call the four critical response areas, and we're going to go through them again one by one, and then we'll continue to be using them throughout this school year. And then the next section, obviously, once you figure out, okay, here's what I want to change, here's what's going on, this is the critical response area I want to use, then we move into action. Then we practice, we try, we recognize that it may happen the first time, it probably won't, it may take some changing or tweaking. You know, you may have to start a system and then change it and modify it to see what works. And that's where what we call rinse and repeat comes in. That's, which is in many ways the most important, because these kids are works in progress, and it takes time to create the kind of change we're looking for. And they get really bored with routine. So sometimes we may get something that works for a while, and then it stops working. And so we have to look at what part of it, why did it stop working, and how do we tweak it and change it to help it be useful again, instead of just throwing up our hands and saying, well, that didn't work. So that's where rinse and repeat comes in. And it also means that once we get through really working through a challenge and we find some success, like Cheryl's beginning to have with Jenna, then we get to start over and take aim, only now we get to take aim on something different. Now, instead of taking aim on problems, we may start taking aim on areas where we want to see even more progress. So that's the action model in a nutshell. You're going to have plenty more time to go over it, so I'm not concerned if there are still some questions. Certainly, we'll certainly take any questions that have come up or any comments anybody has. Okay. So I know that we're at the end of time, and I want to be mindful and honor everyone's time. So we're going to end with a wrap-up. And at the end of every one of our calls and all of our private coaching calls, everything we do, we end with these four questions or some variation of them. And your workbook includes them, so get the full workbook. Some of you, I would really encourage you to print it, put it in a notebook, have it, and that way you'll have a worksheet to use every time we're on a call. But we've designed these questions so that no matter what we're talking about on the call, what's really most important is, what are you taking away from it? Because you're the one that has to take action on it. And what we know about coaching is that coaching happens between the calls. It's really about what you become aware of on the call and then how you begin to change things in your life because of that awareness. So the four questions I want you to ask yourself today and write down if you can are, what did I learn or get clear about today? And usually I'll ask the question like, what did I focus on today? What was I really paying attention to? And then, what did I get clear about? What was my clarity? And that's what I want you to consider sharing now. What clarity are you taking away from today? What's your aha? And then, how can you apply it in your life? What action step are you going to take? And what do you need to do to set yourself up for success? And usually at the end of these calls, we'll ask everybody to make a commitment to some action step that you want to take. But today, because it's a more theoretical call, we want to identify one takeaway from today. What's some clarity or something you're leaving today with that's bringing you forward into your life, that's an aha of some sort? And in the interest of time, if you don't want to share, that's fine. I'm going to let you volunteer. But if anybody be willing to share, what's one aha from today?
Hey, this is Julia. I'll share. I think what I'm really taking away is just the whole taking aim part, that I need to get super duper specific. So, like, for example, when you're talking about, you can't just say morning routine, you have to say something really super, narrow it down. And I guess for some reason that just gives me a lot of hope, because it doesn't feel as ominous, and it's such a huge thing to solve all at once. We're just breaking it down to little tiny pieces, and it gives me a sense of relief, I guess, that we can do this. And then the other gal who said that her daughter's in sixth grade and things are going great, I guess it was just good to hear, because I know where we are now, and it's really nice to hear that type of progress is really possible. And so thank you for whoever that was that shared.
Well, and Cheryl, if they had heard what you were saying 2 years ago, it would just make them laugh, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I was the one crying on the phone.
That's right.
It was so hard.
Thanks, Julia. Yeah. Who else? What else? Mm-hmm. What else? What other ahas are you taking away from today?
Hi, this is Kathy. I would say, I mentioned kind of, one thing that I would like to see, one thing I'd like to help Gregory with, and that was school. But actually, there's there's a huge list of things. And if I'm going to take AIM, then I need to really break down what all those things are and figure out what's the highest priority, where to start.
Great.
And so that's something I'm going to think about during the next week.
Great. My encouragement to you is to keep it to yourself and don't share it with him.
Got it.
Great. Anybody else? Takeaways from this week, from this call?
Hi, it's Tamar. I wanted to say my takeaway is really the camaraderie of feeling that I'm not alone with my concerns and my struggles, and really happy that I can very much relate to what the other parents are saying and dealing with, and very happy that, you know, we're going to be kind of like in this together. And even just from joining the forum, I was given a suggestion that I took a few days ago in terms of, like, waking my son up early just to give him his meds, because that morning bit until the meds kick in is horrible. And it's already made such a difference in my life and in his life. So I'm very grateful already for the lessons I've gotten, and very much look forward to, you know, getting more tools as well.
Super. Thank you. Anybody else? Don't be polite. Jump in.
Well, this is Cheryl. My takeaway is that it feels really good that she is doing so well.
Yeah. Yeah, and we want to remember to take the time to celebrate. Sometimes we forget that, but we've got to celebrate it. And when you share that and celebrate that with her, the success breeds success. So great. Anybody else? Anna, Denise, anybody else?
I don't have anything new to share. Everybody's already shared what I was going to share. So the camaraderie's great. I have a lot more hope right now, and I'm really glad that I signed up for this. So.
Oh, great. Thank you. All right, well, we're going to stop there. I love that. I have a lot more hope, and I'm glad I signed up for this. I'll stop with that. I want to thank you all for the commitment to yourselves, to us, trusting us, to your kids, really mostly to yourselves. It's a big commitment to invest this kind of time and energy and focus on this kind of challenge and to commit to the full year and know that you're in this. And I know that there are going to be weeks and months that are going to be harder than others to stay connected. And I just want to encourage you to reach out, use each other as much as you can, and I mean that in the best of all ways, and take advantage of it to the extent that you can, because you will get out of this what you put into it. And the more you put in, obviously, the more you're going to get out. So congratulations to yourselves. Pat yourself on the back for making a bold move and a big commitment. Thanks for trusting us. Thanks for your patience with me today, completely bonking. I promise I won't do it again. And we will talk to you next week. Next week we are meeting regular times next week. For those of you, well, I guess on the Wednesday call it shouldn't matter because Rosh Hashanah is not till that night. But Diane's going to be covering all calls during Rosh Hashanah since I can't be here. And then in October we will be sending you all of the dates for the remainder of the school year. So give us a little bit more flexibility in this first week of trying to get everybody organized, and then it'll be pretty much like clockwork. You'll get an email every Monday, a call every other week, and we'll try to keep it as clean and easy for you as possible. And if you have any questions, let us know. One more thing, in the group, on the forum, if you're posting something and you want Diane and me to comment on it or be aware of it, please tag our name on it. We'll be watching it. We monitor it, but we may not read every comment and every anything. So if you want to make sure you get our attention, just do @Elaine or @Diane so that we can see it. And that is all. Thank you all for coming and for your patience, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay.
And I'm going to go set an alarm on my phone right now. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, Elaine. Bye-bye.